As promised, we're joined by a seven-time Trainer of the Year, a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He first trained Manny Pacquiao back in 2001, Pacquiao v. Broner, for the welterweight title, Saturday night, live from Las Vegas on Showtime Pay-Per-View. My guest is Freddie Roach. Freddie, my man. Nice to have you
Jim,
back.
How are you?
Good, Freddie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right, Freddie, Thursday of fight week. Let me start right there. How was your camp with Manny Pacquiao? How has it gone? How does he look to you right now?
Pacquiao is doing really well. He's in great shape, and he's really ready for this fight. And I'm having a little trouble holding him back. He wanted to run this morning, but I told him this fight's too close. Let's just rest a little bit, and he's doing really well.
Freddie Roach is my guest. Freddie, let's go back for a minute. The fact that you're training Pacquiao is something of a surprise, and then at the same time, it's not a surprise. You were with him back in July of 2017 when he lost that decision to Jeff Horn in Australia. What do you remember about that fight, Freddie, especially in the later rounds, and then your conversation with Manny afterwards?
Hello?
Freddie. Hey, Freddie, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh,
was that...
That last fight, it was we had a little mix-up, and I did miss a fight there in between. But, you know, I was just trying to give Manny advice. It was just being a senator and being a world champion boxer is really difficult a lot of time. But he had time off of this fight. He had time to get ready, and we had a really good training camp and no distractions whatsoever, and he's in great shape. And he's 100% ready to go.
We're talking to you, Freddie Roach. You know, Freddie, I was trying to get at the point also that the two of you had spent some time apart. And then in the lead up to this fight, back in November, Manny told the media that you would, in fact, be training him. What did you think when you heard that? And had you talked to him about coming back and working with him at that point?
Well, you know, he's always a machine. He's 40 years old, but his work ethic is unbelievable, and he's still fighting like he's a 20-year-old, and he's in great shape, and 40 is just a number, but his work ethic is really, really on top of things.
Manny Pacquiao is going to fight this weekend. Freddie, so he is 40. Does he look or fight like he's 40?
No, he doesn't fight like he's 40 at all. He fights like he's 20. His punching power is better now than ever. He's really hitting hard. And I work with him every day, and I feel the punches, and his power is unbelievable. And he's looking really, really good. And I can't wait for this fight and get Broner out of the way.
All right, so when you look at Adrian Broner right now as a fighter, what kind of a fighter do you see? What's he look like to you?
Broner is more of a counterpuncher, and he doesn't like to take the lead too much. He'll wait on us, and we'll definitely be the aggressor in this fight, and we'll have to take the fight to him.
Do you feel like Broner throws the volume of punches that he needs to throw to win a fight like that? And what kind of shape is he in right now?
Yeah, that's the problem. Broner doesn't throw his volume isn't deep enough. He doesn't throw enough volume punches. He's just one-two counter punch, and Manny's gonna really outdo him with the number of punches landed, and Manny's combinations. He's not gonna be able to handle that.
You know, Freddie, you look at Manny. Manny's done everything there is to do in boxing. He's got a lot of different things he could be doing outside of boxing, politics, and more. How do you explain his drive and the motivation that he has right now to continue to fight and train and prepare?
Yeah, he's a machine, and 40, it seems late in the game, but Manny, he's working like he's a 20-year-old, and his work ethic is unbelievable. And the first time it starts slowing down, I will tell him, and then that'll be time when he gets out.
Freddie, did you have that conversation with him after the Horn fight? Did you ever sit down and say, it is time to get out, you are slowing down?
Yeah, we sat down and had that conversation after the Horn fight, and that's why I missed one fight. He was just a little upset because I told him, I said, the thing is, to be a senator and a world champion at the same time is very difficult, especially when he's in session and when sometimes he gets out at 3 in the afternoon, sometimes at 10 o'clock at night, and that's what time we have to train, and the training schedule is really sporadic. And but for this fight, they gave us time off and gave us time to get ready for the fight. And training camp was the same as always, just every day on time and ready to go.
Freddie Roach is my guest. Freddie, one thing you mentioned, the fight that you missed, that was the championship fight where he fought for the welterweight title. Did you watch that fight? And if so, what was it like for you to watch that fight after spending all those years with him?
Yeah, I did watch that fight. I watched that fight on TV, and he fought a very good fight. And that was his first knockout in 6 years. And I think he has that feeling back, and knows how good that feels when you knock an opponent out. And I think that'll happen in this one also.
Okay, I was going to say, so how do you see this one going, and how do you see this one ending?
Well, you know, at 40, he still throws the heat. So, Broner is a slow starter, and we're going to jump on him right away. And I hopefully Manny gets him out there early. It'll be exciting, but the thing is, I just don't think Broner can keep up with the volume of punches.
It is Saturday night. It's live from Las Vegas. It's Showtime pay-per-view. Pacquiao v. Broner for the welterweight title. Freddie Roach is a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame and a 7-time trainer of the year. Freddie, it's good to get caught up. Good luck this weekend, Freddie.
Thank you very much. Nice talk to you, Jim.
You too. Freddie, always good talking to you. Freddie Roach.